Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week, I'm joined by my favorite small people, Mark and Logan.
What are you calling small?
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Who are you calling small?
I prefer the term petite.
More properly, and economically sized.
That's right. Some might say fun size.
Fun size. Yes. That's exactly it. There we go.
That's right. I would say bite size, but I don't like that considering where we're going.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh.
Bite size. Oh, boy. Today, we are going to be playing some more Household. I don't think I said that last time.
I think they figured it out.
I mean, if you're clicking on this link, it's probably got a title that probably says something about Household. And if it doesn't, well, welcome to the journey. It's all an adventure. You get to listen to what you get to listen to.
If you're here, you're here. Hopefully, we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
We have our characters, Dimitri and Zane.
Indeed.
Continuing on their adventures through the open air in-betweens of Wallachia. They find themselves at the foot of a very old, very unused castle here in front of them. They find themselves at the bottom of a very rickety, very shaky series of ladders and platforms perched here, making its way up towards the castle itself, which is on a very similarly seemingly unsturdy, dilapidated scaffolding system that seems impossibly holding this castle, you know, halfway off the platform above. Now, I don't think this would be too difficult for you all. You all do have wings and have the power of flight. They look pretty rickety, but, you know, it's pretty easy for you to just fly up and
nice
and make your way up here.
Okay.
As you're taking a look around, as you're flying up here, you'll notice some of the walls on the outside of the castle currently have banners depicting the great Imperial Army. Individuals that you all necessarily aren't the biggest friends of, being the military force other than them, which is much larger than the Royal Gendarmerie. Kind of different jurisdictions, they deal with different things. But as far as relationship goes, it's probably not going to be very well received if they are here, and you all have to do some looking around. But I think we'll get there when we get there.
Interesting.
If you were to look up along the walls, you see various posts that look like soldiers with long rifles, just kind of on overwatch. it might not be easy to fly up and over the walls.
It is being guarded.
It is currently being guarded.
Can we see what they are? Are they far enough away and maybe armored enough that we can't tell like what sort of species they are?
You would assume, seeing the Great Imperial Army, that they are fairies.
Okay.
Whereas most of the Great Imperial Army are. But, yeah, you can't quite see details as of yet. You're still a good distance from the actual castle itself. And,
Okay, we just see that there's movement and guns. Okay.
Yeah, you'll see, like, not necessarily like pillboxes, but just sections of these castle walls that are set up for overwatch and protection and stuff like that. Whereas there are like several openings in each of them, you might see one gun posted on each.
Okay.
Kind of showing that it's not full active, but there is still some semblance of people here. As you're looking around, as you get to the top of this platformed area, you'll notice there is kind of a general entrance to this castle here. It's a bit of an opening in the wall. Now, speaking with a few individuals down in the town itself, you would have gotten the information that the only way in was this route, which takes you up these rickety ladders and platforms up to a maze system. That some terms that you got might have included causing vertigo and tub sickness.
Okay.
Sea sickness.
Mm-hmm.
Tub sickness.
Yep. Gotcha. I follow now. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And to top it all off, the entire structure teeters and creaks like a chorus of shrill and deep voices that echo in spectral cries against the nooks and crannies of Wallachia, sending shivers down the spines of anyone in the region.
I'm right behind you, Chief Inspector.
Got those loaded, yes?
Yes, all right. Definitely.
Pops out his little derringer down his wrist, double checks it's loaded, flips it back in. Right then. And just like starts to trudge forward.
At the outside, you'll see warning signs. Almost like a caution, danger, enter at your own risk kind of signs.
Sure.
On the ground near this entrance, you'll see a few like makeshift torches, so like old tattered clothing wrapped around sticks or ends of toothpicks, and you'll see one torch is there hanging on the wall lit. As to if you want to take a torch, you can take a torch and light it.
Okay.
Before entering.
It looks pretty dark. Like we would probably could use to have the flame.
Yeah, it seems like a closed maze system, so it's not open at the top.
But I have dark vision. Oh, sorry, wrong system. No, that makes a lot of sense.
No, Logan, we're not playing Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, okay. I'll take the torch off the wall and light it up, and I'm going to try and hold it up high enough so it's not in direct field of view for my shooter behind me. Not blind him, if I can help it. So it's casting as much light, but not not hurting him, obscuring his ability to see clearly.
Sounds good.
And yeah, anything else you want to do before you prepare?
I guess I would like to look around at the walls and the area here. We're going through this maze area. Anything stick out to me? Anything that looks out of the ordinary? Do I happen to, run backwards on a level and get to the end point? Like, What can I notice about the area? That, are there any like hidden niches and things like that, like that I can just kind of inspect and look at and get a feel for this? Do these feel like solid walls or something a little more, you know, modular and adjustable?
Ooh. You know what? Go ahead and roll some dice for me.
Yeah. Okay.
We might see how you do. If you both wanted to take a look, that would both give you more opportunities to see things. If you
would I have a chance to do street investigation?
Yeah.
Okay. And then
you could do whatever you want for extra rolls.
I still lose one die because it's investigation. But I still get four.
Did we want to flashback a bit at any opportunity? You can try up to what, three times for removing conditions?
Nah, that's cool. We'll just keep moving.
No, you can keep going. Okay, yeah, we're going.
Let's see how it do.
I think I want to just use my moves, attention to detail. I can either ask the narrator for a clue or suggestion, or find an opponent's weak spot.
Ooh. Okay. Let's see how Logan does. We'll go through that, and then we'll hop over to you here.
Perfect.
I'll fill in any blanks.
I would like to use my move Sharp Eye, because that roll was an absolute flub, and Sharp Eye helps with noticing important clues or an opponent's weak spot. I would like to notice important clues.
Perfect. As you kind of enter this maze system, there are scratch marks on some sections of the floors, hinting that walls might pivot or move.
Oh.
Inside here.
Do you see this here? Do you see this right here? This is indicative of moving, sliding walls. Must be careful. And he kind of squats down and he pops out his multi-lens glasses. And he puts these glasses on and like all these like five, six, seven little as he's starting to analyze and look at this and see. Just for some flavor.
Yeah, that's really neat. Normally that would give you a plus one on a roll.
Nah, too late.
It could still
in the future, yes.
You brought it up, and it can help you for analyzing things in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you all walk, I'm assuming you all are watching your footing. This is a maze, after all. Who knows if there are like foot plates or you know, certain stones that might cause something to go off. Who knows if there are... it said danger. There's probably traps in here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you all kind of start your way through the maze here. I'm just going to ask, what kind of things are your characters doing in this situation? How would they approach a maze that they don't know? Let's start with Dimitri.
So tell me. What would you do, sir? I was totally gonna throw it back at Dimitri until he said Dimitri, sorry. I was like, yes, let's make the young one do it.
Well, I would be doing something to mark the vaults, make sure that we're not coming in circles, and hopefully, you know, maybe find some find a rock or something that we can kind of like do a little scratched arrow or something to help us.
But if the walls slide, should we not also mark the floor as well?
Ah.
That's a really good point.
Assuming the vaults don't overlap and blur out the markings. Yes.
That's fair, but I'm not exactly a sorcerer who can make lines float in the air, so...
Of course.
Yeah, let us, you know, do the best we can. Within reason.
Agreed. And so, yeah, he'll be marking the walls and floors and, you know, and, yeah, you know, actually doubling up the marks would help.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, just redundancy.
You know, do it on this wall and on this wall, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to throw you all a reaction roll.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have to go with... street caution.
Okay.
Both of you.
Interesting.
As you're standing here, marking the walls, looking around, you notice these walls are starting to shift. The stone starts to grind against each other as it slowly rumbles the ground. It's not like earthquake level. You can just, you can feel the vibrations through your feet.
Gotcha.
As these walls start to move, and you all might possibly get split up here.
Sorry, tell me again real quick. The maze here is covered over the top.
Yes. Okay. Closed ceiling.
Closed ceiling. Okay, cool.
It kind of... No. Yeah, if you would look from the outside, you'll notice, like, the walls of this castle follow the outside of this maze. So it, like, juts out a bit. As this is the entrance to the castle section.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Alright, and I'm assuming my alert will kick in here to give me a free reroll or avoid ambush or danger.
It definitely would.
Okay.
And I don't have anything that's going to help with this, so we're just going to go with that.
So yeah, I got a critical success.
Quite alright. We'll hand this to Dimitri.
Got okay.
A critical success. How do you handle these walls trying to push you all in different directions of this maze?
I'm going to snatch out and kind of grab the inspector's jacket just to maintain some physical contact as we kind of try and dodge into what seems to be the most appropriate direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Zane, is there anything you would like to do with that basic success?
Yes, I would like to help put that towards a forward bonus, meaning, and this is a term from PBTA stuff and Blades in the Dark and whatnot, but like the next time I'm having to analyze the walls, the movement, the changes in this, I would like to get a bonus because I've been watching it now. Mm-hmm. Instead of me like actually reacting well, I'm just kind of like, oh, see, that's what I thought. It would move. I'm just sitting there like staring at it as opposed to actually like getting out of the way.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, that's really neat. No, notate that down for yourself.
Okay, got it. Yep.
You'll get that bonus when you analyze for walls and movement and stuff like that. As you all get a bit closer physically, you all start to make your way throughout this this now very dark maze. You'll see there are some lanterns, but they're like full in fixtures up towards the ceiling just to illuminate some sections, but overall as the walls move, they'll shut off light from that loop that was behind you and doing stuff like that. So it kind of keeps it dark as you move on through.
Okay.
You'll hear walls shift in other sections of the maze, as well as the sections that you all move through here. But it's just this kind of... You hear the shifting of the stones, and then you hear this... almost spectral echo of these almost wailing voices that is this structure just creaking. It's almost like you're on a ship and it's got that constant bob. You feel a bit uneasy as neither of you are used to this kind of terrain. Sometimes you'd probably catch Dimitri like sliding as this thing dips one direction and trying to catch his footing.
Oh, definitely would see Zane do that as well, just for the whole like knee injury, burned leg, whatever that he's got going on.
Oh yeah.
So he doesn't just walk with a walking stick; he needs it. So,
how connected is Zane with the whole magical side of things?
Oh,
not necessarily like using magic, but aware that, there are these unnatural, slightly magical things that just happen all the time.
I think he's got some awareness. I mean, his first trait is sixth sense, but that's about reading littlings and, you know, seeing through lies and questions and whatnot, reading intention. So I think there's some sort of like, yeah, I know, you know, some mystical stuff can happen. You've got a high amount of, you know, luck or whatever. But he's not one who focuses on that. And it's like, yeah, somebody's used that, but I also have a gun, so whatever. You know, he's very agnostic about it.
So I'd probably say, you know, you all have been going through this maze for probably 10, 15 minutes or so. Sure. Something you haven't noticed, because you've been doing more walking. If you were to flap your wings, you wouldn't go anywhere.
Oh.
Mm.
Like, literally, it doesn't pick up at all.
Like, your wings flap, you don't fly.
Well, interesting.
The contract is negated.
It's seemingly...
They keep calling me about my wing contract, my extended, you know, wing contract. I just keep ignoring the calls.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently the extended wing contract was
your
real.
Extended warranty, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like there's some sort of magical sense blocking things as you go through this maze. You might run into this... here in the form of a roll here, you find a section of this maze in front of you that the floor is out into what looks like a pitfall or a sheer drop. As you know try to, you know, flap your wings and fly, you just won't come off the ground. Go ahead and make an action roll to jump across a somewhat large pit in the floor, please.
Without our wings, this is going to be great.
No wings.
I think just straight up war. No, I guess it's going to be street athletics. I'm looking for, like, are there niches I can jump to and, like, kind of bounce off the wall or something like that. But, I mean, staying with the fiction of what's going on with him, he still has the leg injury that didn't go away either, you know? So,
right.
Like, I think I'm going to lose a die on that. Just
that
straight
might,
up.
Yeah. That might be a hindrance.
Yeah. That being said, I'm going to lean on my experience from earlier in this group, or earlier, the two sessions ago, which we haven't rolled over because the chapter's not done, of not the star of the show. And I'm going to hopefully look at what Dimitri does and follow
Ooh.
His lead.
Oh. Oh.
And maybe get okay. a die back.
Yeah, so go ahead and negate that minus and just roll what you would roll with. What were you using? You said
street and athletics.
Yes.
But I will let Dimitri go first to fit
okay.
with the.
I think I'm gonna cool. go with the. I'm gonna go to street dexterity, just kind of try and get back, get a running jump. I am going to maybe extend the wings. You know, and maybe not be able to fly, but at least maybe get a little glide, get just enough of a lift to help keep me up a little bit.
Use that more natural.
Yeah.
As kind of like using the wings. Yeah, that's cool.
Right. I don't know if that gives me a bonus, but just thematically, at least I'm trying to,
you know, it,
trying to use what I have.
Rule of cool. I'll give you a plus one.
Okay, cool. So.
Also, Logan, do you have a joker spent? Do you have a joker?
I do have one ace. Okay. I have not spent my joker either, so I do have one of each.
I was going to give you an ace or a joker okay. back if you wanted. I guess you could use it immediately if you wanted.
Okay, and how would that affect it immediately?
You could gain a plus one on an action roll.
Okay, let's do that.
Or remove a condition tied to the ace.
No, I don't have that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What is the difficulty? Is basic success succeed, or should I risk a reroll?
I mean, free rerolls are always fine if anybody has a free reroll.
I don't have a free reroll, but.
But I would say a basic success will succeed.
Okay.
If you both get one, that works.
Okay.
For me.
Wow.
Okay, two basics. Because spending the ace.
Do me a favor, kind of tag team narrating this getting across the gap scene here.
Okay, well, he was letting Dimitri go first. So Dimitri will, like I say, do the running build up and jump, wings out, kind of maybe just getting a little bit of gliding lift and just kind of barely touch the rib and maybe flap the wings back to give him just enough oomph to step over the lip on the other side. Then he'll turn for to watch Zane come across.
Do something similar there.
Oh, yeah. 100%, standing by to catch him if necessary. Or
I think it's exactly what it is. It's like he watches where you step and he like tries to run a little harder, and you can see him not being able to push off that one leg, so he kind of like jumps off of his like left leg and tries to land on that left leg as well. And just kind of like jump off the wall.
Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm imagining. Yeah. You probably have to, you can't get as good of a jump off of the main floor because of your injury. So you have to overcompensate a little bit just by getting a really good kick off the wall before slightly floating down. I imagine somebody rolls on their dismount.
Yeah,
because it's cooler like that.
I mean, true. Yeah, totally. In fact, that could even be the thing. Is he jumps from one, off of this and kind of pops off the wall with the same foot, and he thinks he can land with both legs, and it's just kind of that one leg gives, and he just rolls through it and stands up and just like immediately puts his cane down, and acts like, oh yeah, that was totally, totally normal. Like any sort of cat would act like they didn't mean to fall on their face.
Yeah, exactly. As you all continue on, dust yourself off slightly and continue through.
Okay.
A few more minutes goes by as we get to a slightly more open area, almost like a little room that has a somewhat narrow platform, not like super thin, but it's like designated path through this room. Accompanied by very sharp looking swinging pendulums. We're in a maze, guys. I have to throw these things.
Okay.
I have to do, all right. This is my job, okay?
That's true. Yep.
It said danger ahead.
That's true.
Not wrong.
Sure it did.
You all have to get across a bit of danger here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope that's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make a few action rolls for me, and we'll see what happens here.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go with Street Illusion for this.
Okay. Street Illusion.
And I assume my alert will kick in to...
Still kicks in. You're probably on alert this entire time.
Yeah.
I'll let you take that throughout this maze.
Great. Oh, okay. I got a couple of basics.
Okay.
What
about Zane?
To do Street Shoot.
Ooh.
Because...
Okay.
This hobbling man has already jumped around too much for his bad leg, and he doesn't need to run through any blades, so he's just gonna be like, yeah, there, and just try and stop one of the blades as he goes through. His time, reloads it, you know, that sort of thing.
Oh boy.
So right after Dimitri does this incredible acrobatic dodge twist, barely makes it up, huffing and puffing, turns around,
bang!
And you do the Indiana Jones.
Yep, exactly that.
I love it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And yep, it's still two basics. So,
still two basics. That's fine. You you'll probably see some ropes that are like on a mechanism that pull the pendulums this way or that. As you'll shoot a couple of them. You're not in like immediate combat, so you can shoot one and reload. And
yeah, I'm not rushing. So like, yep. Yeah. We just, you know, keep going, do the next one, walk down, okay, do the next one.
That's
we must
great.
Each stick to our special traits, and I can only roll so many times. It just keeps walking.
Dimitri just kind of slack-jawed, just kind of watches him as he walks past.
That's great. At the end of this room, before you continue on, there is a reaction roll. You all, I'm imagining as Zane hobbles across the platform. We will have a pressure plate at the end of the room.
That's perfect. Acting all cocky and smooth, and then all of a sudden,
and then you set down. your cane down for the last time, and it presses that plate right next to you. You didn't step on it.
Yep.
You put your cane down next to your foot.
Love it.
Oh boy. As we make a street dexterity, or let's see, street caution instead.
Okay.
As we have, they're probably not, poisonous darts, but they are, darts or small bolts that will shoot out of the walls across. Hey, and you both succeed there.
Great.
That is fine. As you, as Zane will, presses his cane down, he'll go, "Oh, watch out." as you hear a mechanism click and these bolts shoot across the end of the room here. You all duck or dodge out of the way as they'll stick into the stone where in the direction they were headed.
Nice.
Imagining Dimitri will like look up and then like the it's in the wall like an inch from his face or something.
Right.
As you continue on.
Perfect. Have we at all noticed any shifting in the floor or a different sound of shifting than just the walls that keep sliding around?
You know what? You've got an advantage on finding out information about that.
I do.
If my memory serves me correctly, so. If you would like to find out.
Yeah, I think he does academia investigation, but because confused, that's still not great. So it would be 4, minus 1 because confused, plus 1 because of the advantage, so it's still 4.
Cool.
Yeah, and we're just gonna see if he can notice a difference in what's sliding around.
Yeah, you'll just kind of need to basic success here to find out if you get more. You find out more.
Bam, 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 bam. 2 basic successes.
Ooh. Nice.
Wonderful. Are there any, you said, shifting floors, anything like that?
Yeah, if I notice, like we've been hearing the shifting walls for a while, so it's like, does something sound different? So I mean, like, it's like, you know, or something like that, like something, some other contraption moving or some other sound, or if it vibrates differently because we're walking on the ground here, that maybe we can feel the floors shift or something like that, you know, that's different than the normal, something that sticks out. And it's probably pretty subtle to notice, but...
Yeah, but you do so. You'll probably notice some of the floors will shift. You'll notice that there are more pressure plates in certain areas that would probably lead to pitfalls or traps below the floor. So definitely keeping your eye out for plates on the floor or stones that don't look quite right, stuff like that. I'd say you could probably also, you could probably also find similar like wall switches that could lead to shortcuts or detours around certain areas. If you look close enough.
Heck yeah, let's do it. I think he points that stuff out and he's like, "Oh, look here," and he's pointing with his cane and it just like he pushes on one and it like slides part of the wall back.
Mm-hmm. He just kind of clunks open as a bit of dust comes through.
Nice.
you can kind of, with a little bit of effort, you can kind of shift, slide the wall out of the way. As to find a little, you know, like back hallway area.
Nice.
Do you want to see if you find anything cool in this, these little back hallways? Maybe any any secrets?
Is there treasure?
You find some cool abandoned things.
Yeah,
sure. I'll do a little investigation too. Why not?
Might as well.
Hey, why not? This won't have to do with danger, I don't think, for Dimitri. Okay. So I don't know if alert might not kick in.
I
think
not.
But any investigation might.
I do also have a pair of those multi-lens glasses, though. Multi-lens glasses.
Okay. Ooh. So, yeah, you both can get a bonus die from that.
Okay.
Would this count as a crime scene? Probably not.
probably not.
Have you seen the fashion sense of the walls here, darling? It is a crime.
Okay, let's see what I can do here. Oh, whoa, look at that.
Also,
another extreme success.
Boy. Okay.
I found something.
Yeah, I think we found something. I am going to give you... does anybody have a D4?
Not with me.
Yeah, I got it.
Basically, what we're going to do is we're going to find out if you find money, a gadget, a melee weapon, or a ranged weapon.
Okay, ready?
In here. Yeah, roll.
Rolled a 2.
You find some sort of gadget.
Oh, okay. I'm going to, with your permission, choose the household compass as the gadget that I found.
Ooh. That's really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you find an old abandoned, like, explorer's pack.
Okay.
Some adventurer, you know, came through this way, dropped it, or lost it, or tragically died in one of these traps that were...
Yeah, did it smell like dead guy?
Dangerous. Did it smell like dead guy? Was it on a dead guy? We're not going to get into that, but yeah.
I wish we'd be joining in this
game. Right, exactly.
We're just saying, is it on a dead guy? Did he need it? I don't think so.
Yeah, so you find a little bit of treasure in this old, abandoned back hallway that was... not been used in a very long time.
Excellent.
And you will soldier on, I think.
Okay.
Soldier on. Both military members. We will have one more action roll in this maze.
At least it's an action, not a reaction.
It's true.
Hey, we might have one of those as well.
I shouldn't have said anything.
Well, with each action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Good point.
So, you know.
This isn't household, this is lab hold. Science is real.
Ooh. You all enter this next room, a bit larger than the last. As soon as you step in, the wall behind you will shift. The stone slides as it blocks the path behind you.
Gotcha. Jump and make sure I'm out of the way.
Yeah. Don't get closed off.
Right.
Behind the room. As the floors in here are simple and flat, there doesn't seem to be anything going on as of yet.
That's what scares me.
You take another step or two in, as you hear a similar stone sliding sound. You're torch will let you see that from the walls you see spikes starting to protrude out of these small holes in the walls.
Oh, one of these. Gotcha.
For another moment goes by, and the walls will start to slide inwards.
Of course they do.
Well, I hope you've got a good picture of where we're going, as he turns the torch sideways to try and help hold the walls back if it gets to that, you know, mm-hmm. length.
Yeah, probably a good foot or two.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. Tiny meter or two.
Tiny meter, yeah.
Yeah, trying to, you know, try to see if I can do anything with just holding my arms out. Probably not. And
it's a fairly decent sized room, so it'll take a little bit of time for the walls to get to the middle.
Sure.
So you all have time to move.
Looking for exits.
Hmm.
I guess
there is. Yeah, there is probably a fairly similarly sized hallway on the opposite end of the room across from.
Well, I guess head that way then.
Okay. Make me a reaction roll using caution, please.
Okay.
Dimitri, yeah. If you're the first one going out there.
Do a good street caution, and this alert would fit in here, I assume.
Definitely will.
Okay. That's pretty darn good, but got a free reroll. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you got it, take it.
Okay. So yeah, it's a critical success. No reroll didn't do anything, but hopefully it doesn't need to.
That's fine. It doesn't. Yeah, you do well enough. Let me take a quick drink of water, and then I will continue.
Same.
And also with hearts, even. Yeah, with hearts, even. You both got hearts.
Nice.
We are in lockstep.
You're in sync, right?
Yeah.
One behind the other.
Indeed.
Great.
Dimitri, as you make your way across the floor here, you'll notice... the floor is made up of somewhat decently sized stones. It's like, whereas like the hallways are fairly smaller, probably like the equivalent of like a foot by a foot, little squares in the normal hallways. And these ones are bigger. These are maybe like 3x3, 4x4, something like that.
Interesting.
As you take a step out onto one of them, you will notice it starts to shift beneath your feet.
Ooh.
As it would fall beneath you.
You'll
jump, roll onto the next platform. As this one seems to hold firm.
Aha.
No shifting, nothing, as you land on the next.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah. I will hold firm then where I am. Turn back to Zane. This looks like a good one to stand on. Shoot for this one. And I will turn and look at... is there any... differentiation in the stones, or are they all, I assume they're not perfectly similar, but any clear pattern of what
you might need your friend to throw you the torch or to come over probably before you could really take a close look. It would probably be easy enough to hop across for Zane.
Okay.
Without needing it, so he could probably hop over.
And there's room for two of us on this. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Standing a little close, but
yeah, rolling a critical. I basically just follow in his same sort of steps, and we both land. And Here's the torch.
Thank you. So is this an investigation roll?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Kind of taking a look at the path ahead, seeing if you got to make some reaction rolls or not.
Okay. I'm thinking this might be a little bit more street investigation, since there's nothing really too academic about it.
Yeah. Unless you've been through a maze before.
Right.
Or studied them in the past. But yeah, that makes sense to me. You get alert. So,
I do get alert. Okay, great. I'll take it.
Yeah, so you can take your free reroll there.
Okay. Got nothing, but the reroll gives me a basic success.
I think that's good enough. You can probably get the idea that some of these platforms that fall seem to be protruding a little higher than the others. So you can probably take a look down the path and find which ones you can step on that are safe.
Okay. Yeah. Then that's what I will do.
Make your way forward. Kind of just gingerly step across the easy ones. Does anyone have anything fun or exciting that happens while you continue through this room?
I'm pretty much concentrating on, keeping a real close eye on which stones seem slightly lower than the others, and stepping gingerly. So I'm putting a lot of focus into that.
I think because he's leading the way, Zane would also be looking back at the walls just to see, how much time do we have, and has anything changed in them? Like, are there, some that have holes as opposed to spikes? And we have to worry about, tripping a new trap or something like that.
Hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, taking a look. If you want to make a roll for that, Logan, you can see what you find out.
I think in this one, it's going to be more of that street caution sort of focus. Just,
Yeah.
See if the hairs in the back of his wings go up.
Just watch out for any potential danger.
Got it.
Ooh.
Critical success.
Dang.
Nice.
Yeah, you'll probably also notice some of the things that Dimitri's looking for as you watch your step.
Sure,
You probably use that advantage of your cane to poke one before you take a step out, and really get a great idea of any potential danger. That works wonderfully. You might also notice, Zane, that there seems to be some sort of indication that on a certain platform, it might trigger a trap to go off that might fill the room with water.
You see those over there? And he points to little spouts. I think we must be careful also, not just for the dropping holes, but also the drowning that could come. I think it's going to pour in.
That could be bad.
Yes.
And I think with the successes you all have received along the way, that might lead you to the end of the room here as you all leap across, having to make a little jump at the end, nearly making it before these spiked walls close with a loud thud behind and another, somebody rolls again. That's another, it doesn't wall kick.
Of course,
sure. We gotta throw them in there wherever you want to.
As we pass through, Dimitri is being nice and helping Zane along, and, Zane's hat blows off, so Dimitri's gotta run back and grab the hat and jump back through.
Yes, I like it.
Yes. Oh boy.
Price of being the newbie.
Yep.
As you all take a breath after that one, you continue on through the shifting walls and possible danger. I'm imagining the camera moves past you all and goes further into the maze through the path, just seeing some of the other things that that's, you know, happening in the rest of this maze. Before coming out the other end, we see the very large, dusty stone walls of this castle interior. As the camera zooms through, we see small indications of this great Imperial army using this as a bit of a temporary home. Kind of makeshift tent situations and various signs that they're using this area for doing whatever they're actively doing.
Like a big base of operations? It's kind of the
base of operations kind of thing. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Basically indicating they might have planned to be in this area for less time and have maybe had to repair things or maybe just had to prolong their stay here for the time. But yeah, we just see various company members of their army throughout the walls of the castle and inside the castle interior. As the camera would, you know, pan back to the exit of the maze, you all puffing, taking a few moments. And you all are, you know, inside the castle walls itself.
Okay.
Look at that. We have succeeded when others have failed. Well done. Let's not do that again.
Agreed.
Just because it's funny, I can imagine you'll see like a tourist route exit coming from a separate section. Mm-hmm. indicating that you probably didn't need to come this way.
I thought you were going to say the maze exits out into a gift shop.
Oh, that would be really funny. that would be even more funny.
Just thinking about, you know, finding the easy way around. I think that them both being very proper folks kind of look at each other. We don't mention this to anyone.
No, definitely not.
And just kind of brush off the dust and the cobwebs and the crap, and yeah.
Excellent.
Get an extremely expensive water droplet in the gift shop.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
There you go.
3 coins for a drop of water. Are you kidding me?
Fought my way through the death maze and all I got was this crappy t-shirt.
Oh, you're a keychain or a keychain that says Dimitri on it with like.
I can't even spell it right. Who spells Dimitri right? Yeah. With Y's?
Yes.
Oh boy. They have novelty drink cups with like a gargoyle head. It has a straw. It's the straw in it.
There you go.
Excellent.
With that being said, before they make their way into the castle around the grounds, I think we'll leave things there. That seems like a decent area to leave things, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
What do you gents say? You pick this up next time and see what you all can find out.
Definitely. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Are you all having fun?
Oh, yes.
Having a great time.
Have to check in every once in a while.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Always good to check in with your players.
I know it's a bunch of cheesy stuff, but
Yeah, but it's also pretty soft and light and like in a good way. Like it's still we're still trying to figure things out, and I think because of the change in the setting, not just being kind of a fairy thing, but also us being small beings in a very large area, it's having to force us to think through it in a different way, which is
right.
It's not the pressure and the weight of the story, but just the difference of the setting that's causing the challenge, which is really neat.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It gives us a great playground to
it really does.
To have some fun experiences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm glad you guys are along for the ride.
Yeah.
With that being said, we will round things off and pick it up next time here. So thank you, gentlemen, for joining me again. And I want to give that regular shout out to those wonderful people at Two Little Mice for letting us use their soundtrack for Household here. The official, capital O official soundtrack. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It's glorious. You've heard it if you listened to the episode. And round of applause for Mr. Jeff Grammy for that soundtrack there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see you next time, and I hope you guys enjoyed.
We'll see you in a little while.
Oh, yes.
Littling while. Okay, I'm leaving now. Sorry.
Yeah, all right.